بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي يوسف عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يا أيها الناس، أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا والناس نيام تدخل الجنة بسلام. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. This hadith, which forms part of the first khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered in Medina Munawwara, is a very, very famous and a very significant hadith. On the one hand, it's a beautiful example of that quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, which was in fact one of the mu'ajizat and miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made him what we call Jawami'ul Kalim. In other words, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very, very brief generally in his address. But the brevity was such that the meaning of what he said was at times absolutely voluminous. In other words, volumes could be written just explaining a few words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was one of the, on the one hand, indication of the fasahat, the great eloquence, mastery over the language which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. And which is in fact what the Quran tells us was the quality of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُ. Allah said, we didn't send any messenger except that we gave him prowess and we gave him command over his language, the language of his people, لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ, so that he may elucidly and clearly present the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those people. So on the one hand, hadith like this, even if we don't understand Arabic, we can see the rhythm, the eloquence. Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, at'imu ta'am, silul arham, sallu wan nasu niyam, tadkhulul jannata bi salam. You can hear the rhythm in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other hand, one is the eloquence, the other few words, but volumes in meaning. For example, anzilun nas manazilahum. Anzilun nas manazilahum. Ulama say the whole of psychology is contained just in this expression. Dhimad was a disbeliever, also a person who had great command over the language, and he was somebody who used to make what they call ruqya. Ruqya, in other words, used to, our easiest understanding of that today would be somebody who makes ta'weez or reads and blows on people. So, the kuffar spread this malicious rumor about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's a madman, some jinn caught hold of him, he's fallen under the effects of black magic, all sorts of accusations they would make to try to drown out the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to water it down. Because his words were absolutely astonishing. And people were naturally attracted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was part of the plot and the machinations of the kuffar. So Dhimad also comes to Makkah thinking that, you know what, I have to avoid this person. There's this problem with him, that problem with him. And then his gaze falls on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making salah. The noor of nubuwat, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam affects his heart. And he thinks to himself, let me try and help this person. So he approaches and he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, you know what, God, Allah, they had some belief in Allah in whatever form it was. So he said, Allah has blessed me that I have, many people have been cured through my ruqya. I hear that you are afflicted by this disease, by the black magic or junoon, madness. So let me make ruqya for you. Perhaps if Allah has ordained, you'll be cured. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Ahmaduhu wa astainuhu. May yahdihi Allahu fala mudillala. Wa may yudlilhu fala hadiyala. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. You and I who don't understand Arabic or have no real perception of eloquence or mastery over the language, to us this just sounds simple. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Ahmaduhu, I declare the hamd and the glory of Allah. Wa astainuhu, I seek help from Allah. May yahdihi Allah, fala mudillala. The one whom Allah guides, no one can deviate. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَا. And the one whom Allah deviates, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Yet, Dhimad was a person who was proficient in the language. When he hears this, he is dumbstruck. I repeat what you just said. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats it. Third time, I repeat this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats it. Alhamdulillahi ahmaduhu wa astainuhu. May yahdihi Allahu fala mudillala. Wa may yudlilhu fala hadiyala. There and then, Dhimad accepts Islam. And he says, فَقَدْ بَلَغْنَ قَامُوسَ الْبَحَرِ. The words which you just uttered have swallowed the knowledge of the entire oceans of the world. And this was, again, a classical example of this quality which Allah Ta'ala, by way of miracle, had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, that he was Jawami'ul Kalim. Few words, but to explain them, literally, volumes would have to be written. And as I mentioned, that this particular hadith is such an example of that. And the narrator of it is a very, very blessed and honored sahabi, very famous sahabi also, who's known by the name of Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Little bit of background and history about the sahabi. On the one hand, the sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is amongst those sahaba who in this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the basharat and glad tidings of Jannat. He's also amongst those sahaba that generally the ulama of tafsir, of commentary, have alluded that certain verses in the Quran were revealed in the honor or in the praise of certain sahaba. For example, the verse Thaniyathnain idh huma fil ghar idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. The second of the two, when they were together in the cave, in the cave, idh yaqulu li sahibihi, when the one said to his companion, la tahzan, do not fear or do not grieve, inna Allaha ma'ana, verily Allah is with us. Ulama say this verse, consensus of the ulama, thaniyathnain, second of the two, one was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the companion of the cave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to that short period, three days and three nights, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr took refuge in Ghari Thawr, in the cave of Thawr. So like that, ulama say there are certain verses in the Quran that were revealed or refer to, or they infer to Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These verses, one is in Surah Ahqaf. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ فَآمَنَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. Allah refers to someone from amongst the Bani Israel who bears witness to the truth of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Elsewhere in Surah Ra'd, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. Allah refers to the people who have with them the knowledge of the book. In other words, the books that were revealed to Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, what we call the Ahl-Kitab, people of the book, the books revealed before the Quran. Abdullah bin Salam was one of the most famous ulama of the Jews of Medina Munawwara. He was an extremely intelligent person and a person who was well respected in scholarly circles. Like I mentioned, he was one of the most looked up to and revered ulama of the Bani Israel that were resident in Medina Munawwara. And he was, interestingly, from the progeny of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. In other words, in his lineage, he came from a line of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. He was also a member of what we call the Banu Nasqa tribe. Prior to Islam, his name was Hasin. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the name to Abdullah. He took part in Khandaq, in the Battle of the Trench, passed away in Medina Munawwara in the 43rd year of the Hijrah. He narrates this hadith is actually a portion of the first khutbah, the first sermon that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered when he came to Medina Munawwara. Abdullah bin Salam describes, he says that obviously there were those, first it was 6, then it was 12, then it was 72 companions from Medina Munawwara that met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina, took the oath of allegiance, accepted Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter they went back and they made effort on the people of Medina. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, who was from the residents of Makkah 1 year prior to the Hijrah, to Medina Munawwara to make effort and educate and teach the people of Medina, make their tarbiyat on Islam. By that time, plus minus 500 people of Medina Munawwara had accepted Islam before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came on the Hijrah. So these were the residents of Medina that had some idea and knew about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there was the rest of the population. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made Hijrah. The whole Arab world obviously now was going to turn against him. He was known for his perceived as an enemy of the people of Makkah. So there was what we call in our layman's terms a charcha, a hype, that someone has come. Like I said, 500 had accepted Islam. The others, they were curious. So Abdullah bin Salam says, this is now the first public address of this new leader of Medina Munawwara. Not all had brought iman on him. Many were curious. So the whole crowd, the whole population of Medina had gathered to hear what this person has to say. Abdullah bin Salam himself says, Irtajjan nas. There was a huge crowd that had gathered. His curiosity as a scholar, because in the revealed scriptures that were revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, mention of this Nabi had come. So Abdullah bin Salam, from an education point of view, from a point of view of his research, he had a certain mental perception and expectation as to who the last prophet was. So his curiosity also, from a scholarly point of view, he says, I also came. And the first thing he describes is the profound effect that just looking at the noble countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had upon him. It comes in the riwayat, there was a profound reaction, the hair on his body stood up. Then he says, Lamma ra'aytu wajha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ra'aytu araftu anna wajhahu laysa biwajhi kadhab. He said that when my gaze fell upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya. From inside my heart called out to me that this is not the face of a liar. This is definitely the face of a Nabi. Like I said, extremely perceptive and intelligent individual. It's mentioned about him that immediately at that juncture, he posed 3 questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes, ikhtibara sidqa nubuwati nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to test the truth of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tarah alayhi ba'd al-as'ila allati kana ya'taqid anna al-ijabata la ya'rifuha illa nabiyyun haqiqi. He presented a few questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because from his studies, based on his intelligence, he had arrived at the conclusion that only a true Nabi will be able to answer these questions. Amongst the three questions, we've run out of time, inshallah, we'll continue. Amongst the three questions he asked, Ma awwalu alamatin min alamati sa'a. What is the first sign of the major signs of Qiyamah? The other two questions he asked, what will be the first food of Jannat? And the third question, why is it that we observe at times a child in appearance tends to resemble the father more than the mother, and other occasions with other children we see a child resembling the mother more than the father? Inshallah, we'll continue.